funeral service for 76-year-old Dorothy Jean Bybee of Smithton, who died Saturday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 9:30. Burial will follow at Smithton Cemetery. Funeral service for 92-year-old Mary Isabel Cunningham of Hughesville, who died Friday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Memorial Park Cemetery in Sedalia. Celebration of life service for 61-year-old Mary Sue Lloyd of Richmond, who died Thursday, will be held from 3 to 7 o'clock this evening at the Ray County Senior Eagleton Center in Richmond. Interment will take place at a later date. Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond is in charge of arrangements. Graveside service and burial for 89-year-old Myrna Eloise Bowden of Sedalia, who died December 5th, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Highland Sacred Garden Cemetery in Sedalia. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 72-year-old Lloyd Buddy Miller of Richmond, who died Sunday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Interment will be held at a later date. Funeral service for 65-year-old Elaine K. Shamans, formerly of Marshall, who died Monday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 71-year-old Ingrid Hope Barker Palmer of Lexington, who died December 8th, will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at Grace Lutheran Church in Lexington. Burial will follow at Lexington Memory Garden Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Walker Nadler Fuller Funeral Home in Lexington. Funeral service for 76-year-old Joy Phillips Utz of Sedalia, who died Monday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Sedalia. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Celebration of life service for 31-year-old Richard Joseph Batzel of Kansas City and formerly of Sedalia, who died December 4th, will be held at 1 p.m. Friday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at noon. Graveside service for 93-year-old Joe Williams, formerly of Marceline, who died Monday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. Friday at Elmwood Cemetery in Marceline. Visitation will be held from 12:30 p.m. until service time at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline. Funeral service for 49-year-old Patty Sue Will Susan of the state of Virginia and formerly of Coal Camp, who died November 30th, will be held at 2 p.m. Friday at St. John's Lutheran Church in rural Coal Camp, where the family will receive friends beginning at noon. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp is in charge of arrangements. Memorial service for 73-year-old Jack Hollingsworth of Gravoy Mills and formerly of Concordia, who died Monday, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Christ the King Lutheran Church at Lake Ozark, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Another visitation will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. on Friday at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. Celebration of life service with military honors for 76-year-old Larry Belmer of Boonville, who died Sunday, will be held from 2 to 5 p.m. Saturday at the Fraternal Order of Eagles Aries 1022 in Boonville. Howard Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 65-year-old Paul Henderson of Marshall, who died December 10th, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, December 23rd at Mount Olive Baptist Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will be held Tuesday, December 26th at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. H.T. May & Son Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.